I can see that a great deal of work has gone into this new medium for bringing books to the blind.
Yes, and the talking book is something more than a mechanical development. As the most recent form in which an author's words are reproduced, it boasts what even the majority of modern inkprint books lack, the individuality of a work of art. We like to think that it harks back to the days of the Middle Ages, when monks expended on each volume to be engrossed and illuminated that special care and artistry which it required. Today, in our studios, when plans are made to read a book onto the discs, the talking book department fuses its efforts to send it out as a fresh and stimulating adventure in recording. The best professional readers are employed with a view to each reader's suitability to the book about to be recorded. The volumes are studied to ascertain if they require special treatment, such as the translating of foreign phrases and the spelling of unfamiliar names. And in some cases, incidental music and appropriate sound effects are added to enhance the atmosphere. This is done particularly in the recording of dramatic works acted by complete casts of players, so that listening to them, one's armchair becomes a seat in a Broadway theater.